The police is to investigate whether the Czech Communist Party leader broke the law in his wording of a condolence letter sent on the death of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. What has raised the ire of many is that in the letter, Communist Party leader Wojciech Filip says, among other things, that the late North Korean dictator had sacrificed himself for the well-being of his people. Jan Richter has the story.
Thousands of people lined the streets of the North Korean capital Pyongyang on Wednesday to salute their late leader Kim Jong-il, who passed away earlier this month. It was not apparent from the footage whether the people, who appear to be deeply stricken with sorrow, truly mourned the death of the dictator, under whose rule millions of North Koreans perished in labor camps, while scores of others died of hunger. Among those who expressed grief over the demise of the deal leader was also the head of the Czech Communist Party, Wojciech Filip. In his letter of condolence, Mr. Filip said Kim Jong-il sacrificed himself for the well-being of the Korean people, adding he hoped the ruling Workers' Party of Korea would overcome its grief and would again lead the Korean people's struggle for the defense of socialism. Mr. Filip's condolences sparked controversy back home. Charges have been pressed against the Czech communist leader by a member of a right-wing group, while a spokeswoman for the Czech police said on Wednesday they would look into the matter to determine whether Mr. Filip broke the law. According to the Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, who called for the probe, the Communist Party chair might have breached the law by expressing sympathy for the North Korean regime.
The Czech Penal Code also applies to endorsing movements that oppress human rights and freedoms. If someone sends such condolences endorsing the totalitarian regime in North Korea, it could be in breach of the law, but only the courts can ultimately decide whether any activity is criminal or not.
Wojciech Filip has dismissed the claims. As the Czech Republic maintains standard diplomatic ties with North Korea, Mr. Filip said, it was appropriate to express sympathy on the death of the country's leader. For his part, member of the European Parliament for the Czech Communist Party, Miloslav Ransdorf, says the note of condolence was a mere formality.
Such a position of Czech police and Minister of Justice, Mr. Pospíšil, is absurd. Because such a note of condolence was sent also by South Korean authorities appreciated the role of Kim Jong-il in the peace process in the Korean Peninsula and also in the United Nations organization there was a minute of silence in honor of Kim Jong-il. This note of condolence from Mr. Filip was only a formal letter which is not exceeding, I would say, a formal position in such situation.
However, the debate whether or not the leader of Czech communists should be prosecuted because of his condolences to the North Korean comrades is largely academic. As a member of parliament, Wojciech Filip enjoys parliamentary immunity, which means it would be impossible to prosecute him on such political charges that could otherwise earn him up to 3 years in prison.
Jan Richter with that report. Moving on now, what appears to be gross bureaucratic